Hello world! This is the 16th podcast by HitGreece.com. Before going on with our lesson, I would like to stress out the new features of our site, the poll and the forum. Feel free to express yourself to let us know about your progress, propose the subject of the next podcast, or pose questions. As for iTunes, I will say again that I am no expert, therefore you have to enter our site and find the podcasts you miss. Today's lesson concerns the sea. I thought about this subject since Greeks started swimming and going to the beach. It's June. Thalassa, λοιπόν. Thalassa is the sea. Thalata, in ancient Greek. It was what the Greek mercenaries screamed when they saw the Aegean Sea while returning from Minor Asia. Greece is full of sea. Aegean Sea, Aegeo in Greek, is the most known, as well as Ionian Sea. Aegean Sea was named after Athens' king Aeas, who dropped himself in it when he saw his son's ship returning from Crete, with black sails. The myth says that Aeas has sent his son Theseus in Crete in order to kill Minotaur, a mythical creature, half-man, half-bull, that was killing 12 young Athenians each year, the sacrifices that Athens had to commit in order to keep the gods on their side. Theseus killed Minotaur, but while in Naxos, a wonderful Greek island, they drank a lot and partied, and then they set sail to Athens, having forgotten the black sails on, a sign that King's son was lying dead. Let us get back. Island is Nisi, or Nisos. When you say Nisos, everybody's mind in Greece will be on Cyprus, since it is maybe the only Nisi that we call Nisos. Ship is Plio, or Karavi. Plio derives from the verb Pleo. Plus is the sailing of the ship. I swim, Kolimbo. A little bit weird verb, since it goes like Kolimbo, Kolimbas, Kolimba, Kolimbame, Kolimbate, Kolimbun. Fish is Psari, Ichthys in ancient Greek, getting the word ichthyology from it. The fishing boat is Psaradiko, or Alieftiko Skafos. Boat is Varka, a Latin word, or Skafos, craft. This is the Greek word. Pelagos is the geographic term for sea. Okeanos is ocean. Related to sea is beach, paralia, port, limani, and sand, amos. Greeks were closely related to the sea throughout their history, first for fishing, then for conducting trade, then to colonize and expand, and nowadays to attract tourists. Thalassios is the adjective, or thalassinos. Kima, the Greek word for wave. Afros is the wave's foam. After this word, a continent was named, Afriki, and the most beautiful goddess, Aphrodite. The ancient word for pleo, ship, is nafs, spelled as N-A-U-S, or Ni Alpha Ypsilon Sigma. In English you read it as nos, more common to you as nautical or astronaut. Astro is the Greek word for star, and not naftis is the sailor. Thus, naftis and nafs, sailor and ship, are quite close. I will not claim that the Greek seas are the best. This is up to you. But let's learn some sentences. I swim in the sea. Kolimbo stin thalassa. Would you like to swim with me in the sea? Θέλεις να κολυμπήσουμε στην θάλασσα? And let's go in ancient Greek. I swim in the sea. Νέο εις την θάλαταν. Would you like to swim with me in the sea? Βούλεσε νέην εις την θάλαταν. We are done, folks. I'm waiting for your proposals for the next podcast in our brand new forum. Until then, καλό καλοκαίρι. Have a nice summer. Hit your myth in Greece and stay tuned.